Amen. Well, today, God did something a little different. We've got a war going on over in Ukraine. Brothers and sisters there. Actually, friends that we know are meeting right now at church service in Kiev, which is, you know, the capital being bombed, under attack. They're meeting. They're having church. They're praising the Lord, as are others around the nation. What we're going to do today is spend some time in prayer and in worship, joining our hearts, joining our faith with our brothers and sisters who are there in Ukraine. I want to share with you some updates on some information so we can be specific and effective in our prayers. Let's not be deceived in this. Major wars start with smaller wars. Not that this war is small by any means. This is how the enemy works. He takes a little, he doesn't stop. He takes more, and he takes more. And it's by faith we are able to withstand and overcome those things in this world. I had a chance yesterday to speak with Dale Armstrong, who, if you do not know, back in 2012, 13, 14, God began to use him, divinely appointed him, to have connections with the leadership there in Ukraine, all the way up to the president. Just divinely appointed and ordered his steps with those things. And he is still maintaining those relationships. He said yesterday that God's using him to facilitate communication between the current Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, and some high-ranking Republican officials in our government here, whose names I don't know. He probably couldn't tell me. Endeavoring to just be a liaison between them, to be a help. And he was able to provide some other information and details about the key things for us to focus on in prayer that I want to share with you so we can join our faith together, not only here, but we can join our faith together with our brothers and sisters over in Ukraine, over in Russia, those nations where it's not all of Russia by far who is attacking Ukraine. It is just a select few who are hungry for power and greed. And there are huge uprisings happening even in Russia saying, no, we resist. This is not the right war. Those are our brothers and sisters over there in Ukraine. So I'm going to share a few things Dale said. First, praying for Ukraine to continue to stand. Every night the question is, will there be a Ukraine the next day? All the airports around the capital in Kiev are being captured and then recaptured and captured and recaptured, constantly back and forth. There is such resolve on the hearts of the Ukrainians against this, and there is a lack of that among the Russians. Chatter out of Moscow is they were expecting a four-day war. Today's day number four. They were expecting a four-day war. They can't supply the war effort after 10 days. $20 billion, that's a B, billion dollars a day for Russia to supply the needs for this war. We're on day four. Turkey has stopped Russian ships from entering the Black Sea, which is preventing them from Russia from taking over certain major cities like Odessa, where we have Pastor Vitaly, people that we know, who have been here, are living there. He had a video I saw a couple days yesterday of his church praising and worshiping. There wasn't a hint of fear, nothing but faith in our God to be their deliverer. And they are facing that now. Russia's also threatened two other countries, Finland and Sweden, saying if you try and join NATO, there's going to be military action against you. Like I said, the enemy will not just stop at a little, he wants more. So praying for Ukrainians to stand, praying for conviction upon Russian soldiers. You know, there are lots of Russian soldiers who are surrendering. And the Ukrainians, 19 years old and so, Ukrainians are asking where they're from. Good, let's call your mom. Calling their moms over in Russia, saying to the Russian boys fighting Ukraine, what are you doing? And they're saying, I don't want to fight my brothers and sisters in Ukraine. They're surrendering. Pray for that to continue. Russian leadership, there's dissension in the ranks. Many of Putin's Vladimir Putin is the president of Ukraine. Many of his leaders are not in favor of this war. Pray for conviction upon them to continue to provide the pressure that is needed to stop the war. Pressure on the international community, who was horrible. Our President Biden is terrible when it comes to his unwillingness to hold fast to his word. Back in 94, U.S. and a few other nations signed an agreement with Ukraine that if they surrender their nuclear weapons, which was their only attack and defense in their mind against Russia, if they surrender those, we'll protect you, including sending troops. It was very specific to help you. That was in 94. What happened in 2014? Russia went into Crimea. President Obama did nothing. That was the first time that agreement was broken. Now Biden has said, yeah, we're also not going to send troops. We're not going to send the aid that you need. We need to pray for conviction on our president and on our leadership and on our generals to do what is right. Otherwise, making this nation a laughingstock. Who's going to trust any agreement with America ever again? We need to pray for that conviction, for our leaders to make the right decisions. Because right now they are not. Pray for the Russians to continue to stand. All across Russia, there are major uprisings. Major uprisings, the people in protest of this war. And they're trying to arrest many, and they are. I have one friend of ours in St. Petersburg who had a post, basically said, well, I'm home with the kids. My wife woke me up at 5 a.m. said the war started. She's heading out to go down and protest. Because both of us can't be there. One of us has to be with the kids. But this is our conviction. We will stand for what is right. We will stand and say what needs to be said. And we will go and protest. Praying for humanitarian aid to help the Ukrainians in need. And Dale Armstrong has been in communication with Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, who I know very well, who was trying to figure out there are many cities who are beginning in Ukraine who are running out of food. How can we provide that food and that service to them? How can we help them? There are hundreds of thousands of people fleeing Ukraine. There was one story yesterday or 2 days ago of people fleeing to Moldova, which is known as the poorest, one of the poorest nations over in Europe. And the Moldovans were lined up at the border as Ukrainians are fleeing with whatever they had, offering free rooms to stay, offering food, offering lodging. There are those who are helping. But more is needed. Praying for our Christian brothers in Ukraine and in Russia. In Russia, they will continue to pray and stand, their eyes be open to truth. It's interesting, the Russian newspaper is called Pravda, which means truth. It's a joke. It's not. Every Russian knows it. It's the truth that that Putin wants people to believe, whether it is or not. Anyway, their eyes, many of them need to be opened. Many of them very much are. But there's such persecution. You voice anything against the government, you're in jail. There's no freedom of speech. It's a dictatorship. But they're standing. Change will never come if nothing changes. If no one stands up. In Ukraine, you know, we know many that are there. Pastor Vitaly, there in Odessa, together praying. There's a curfew at night that they have. You know, where the Ukrainian soldiers are told, anyone you see out and about at night, shoot them. You assume they're Russians. So people who are Ukrainian, like the churches, they stay indoors during that curfew. So praying for their just protection among those things. And praying for Dale. And what the Lord's calling him to do, he's been a major target of people like Russia, because of his divine, unexpected influence. You know, God can intervene when the world least expects it. Absolutely. He has, he will, and he will continue to do so. Last thing Dale said was just pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost, who knows all that is needed, who is able to intercede on our behalf when we not know not what to pray. He is able to help us pray. So we're going to spend some time today in prayer. for Ukraine, for this war, for the advancing of the enemy, for the withstanding of those who are resisting the enemy, for the move of God, for the protection of God, for the angelic protection, for the wise strategies to be communicated to those in positions of influence, for the leadership in Ukraine and the Ukrainians to seize the opportunity to see their need for God in a greater way than ever before, that there be a great harvest of souls in that place, a great turning of God, and a great moving of His power in that nation at this time when they need it most. They're standing. And we are going to stand with them. We are going to pray with them. We're going to release our faith for God to move. What I'd like to do first, though, is we have a short video we're going to show just about some things currently happening in Ukraine. And after that, I'll share a few remarks, and then we'll enter right into prayer. It's important we connect faces. Real people. Real faces. Real war. Real tragedy. Real opportunities for God to move and intervene. Now is the time to pray. Now's the time for us, if there ever was a time in this situation, to stand together, united in prayer. I'm going to invite you to stand or sit. I don't care. I'm going to just enter into prayer. I want some times of worship and prayer throughout the rest of this time together. As we pray. Oh, Father. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father, that you are a good, loving Father. We thank you, Father, that nothing surprises you, that you know what's going on around the world and in the hearts and lives of this situation, Father. We release our faith, Father, with our brothers and sisters there in Ukraine, Father. We release our faith, Father, for what is going on, Father, in the leaders. We pray, Father, for those in the leadership right now. We begin, Father, with Ukraine. Father, we pray, Father, President Zelensky. Lord, in a time of trial and tragedy like this, that he would see his need for you in a greater way, Lord. That he would call upon your name and see the salvation of the Lord. That those in his cabinet, those in his leadership, Father, those in Ukraine would cry out to you, Father, would call upon the name of Jesus, the only name that is able to save them at this time. Lord, you are able to do great and wondrous, miraculous things, Father. Reveal yourself to them in greater ways, Father, at this time, Father, for deliverance, for protection, for salvation, for provision, for all that is needed, Father, at this time. Father, you give them the wise strategies, Father. We thank you for people like Dick Armstrong and others who are divinely positioned to speak into the ears of the leadership of these nations, Father, to speak your wisdom, to speak your counsel, to speak your truth into their ears, that it will be received, Father. It will be received and heard and heeded, Father, that you are able to give them the strategies and the wisdom they need to know where to go, to know where not to go, to know what to do, to know when to do it, to know how to do it, Father. That there would be effectiveness in all that they would do, Father. But and the biggest thing, Father, that there be a revival in that nation, a revival of people turning to you, hearts turned towards you, Father, lives turned towards you, great and miraculous moving of your Spirit, that those who are our brothers and sisters in that place would declare and proclaim the truth of your word, would rise up in times of praise and worship to our God. And when they're asked, how do you have this hope? How can you have this hope amidst what is going on? And they would have ready that word in due season to speak and to preach in their ears, saying, but God is able. He is mighty to save. He is able to deliver us out of these afflictions. He is able to save us. He is able to protect us. He is able to do all these things because He is our God, and we will not forsake Him. And that hearts will be turned towards Him. The hearts will be turned towards you, Lord, in great and mighty ways. And multitudes would come to you in revival in that nation of Ukraine, Father. We pray, Father, for the leadership in Russia, for Vladimir Putin and the other leaders and generals surrounding him, that they would see the error of this and they would stop this war in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if there was refusal to heed your word, that there would be judgment brought. Remove them from those positions of power and authority, Father,
to stop this tragedy that is happening in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your divine influence, for you able to see and to speak into the hearts and the ears by your Spirit of those who are even now praying for their leadership. Father, we pray for those in Russia. We pray and thank you for those who are taking a stand, who have taken a stand for truth, who are willing to rise up regardless of persecution, regardless of consequence, and say, no, this is not right. This is not what Russia is about. This is not who we are as a people. This action does not represent us. And we will stand and we will proclaim our voice no matter what. And there will be continual conviction upon the people there in Russia. Lord, that a revival would even occur there, that their eyes will be open to seeing how they have been deceived and misled regarding the things they've been told about Ukraine, things they've been told about reasons for this war. That truth would come to pass. That which is done in secret would be made revealed. Yes. That which is done in darkness will be exposed by the light of your truth, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you, Father, for moving in that place, moving in their hearts. Father, we pray for the resolve in the hearts of the Ukrainians. That they would be even further emboldened to stand and to fight, to do what is right, to know when to flee, to know when to stand, to know when to go, to know when to fight, Father. And those soldiers and those people, those men from ages, I think it was like 15 up through 60, who were fighting, who may have never even fought before, Lord, that there would just be a boldness upon them, that there would be hearts turned towards you, and that you would infuse them with that boldness and that confidence and that wisdom and that power and that authority from on high, that they would draw from you all that they needed this time of great uncertainty, of not knowing what to do, that they would see and seize you as their Lord, as their God, and they would see and behold that you go before them, that you fight the battle, that you are able to make the way of deliverance. You are able to provide the protection that is needed. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are their provider. You are the great I Am, Father. Whatever they need, they call upon your name and they receive it by faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus at this time, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for conviction upon those in the international community. We begin with our president and our leadership here in the United States of America, for President Biden and the cabinet and the House and the Senate. Lord, there be conviction upon their hearts to do what is right, to hold fast to their covenant, to their agreement that they made to defend and protect the sovereignty of Ukraine's borders and its existence as a nation, Father. That there would be conviction upon their hearts to do and move forward to provide the aid. Lord, if there is resistance from them, that you would bring judgment of God upon their lives to remove them from their positions of influence if they are going to get in the way of what you are doing, Father. Get in the way of the right thing to do. Get in the way of who America is and of what you've raised this nation up to be and to declare a truth and to raise up a standard of truth, Father, that those who are in those positions now of leadership in our country of America, Father, would take a stand, would do what needs to be done, would forsake anything that would come as a consequence for them taking a stand for truth. Father, we thank you even now for moving on their hearts and for raising people up to take this stand for what is right here in the United States of America and the other nations abroad, Father, there in Europe, there around. Father, we praise you and thank you for those who are making active steps. We thank you for Turkey for blocking the Russian ships from getting into the southern border of Ukraine. We thank you, Father, for countries like Finland who have blocked off their airspace from Russian jets and planes. Father, even now, there are other threats Russia is making towards other nations who would dare to resist them. May they be brought low. May Russia leadership be brought low in those places. May the conviction be upon the hearts of the other nations to stand up and to rise up and to take action, realizing the principle of what's happened from World War I and World War II. The enemy will not stop until the whole world would be conquered unless someone takes a stand now to stand up and resist that. And we need to call upon you, Father, to be our strength and to be our power and to be our wisdom. Lord, may we not be complacent in America just because that war is not now on our borders. May we not be so foolish to think it could could never happen. It could never come here. May we take up the mantle of responsibility and authority and declare these things and take on the whole armor of God, to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and to proclaim the truth that now is the time where the war is in its inception, in its beginning days, to resist, to squash, and to overcome the attack and advancing of the enemy. Father, think of the Russian soldiers, so many of whom are young boys, who don't even want to be in this war because they are their brothers and their sisters they are fighting against. And many are taking a stand, regardless of consequences, say, no, I will not do this. It is wrong. It is not the right thing to do. And to lay down their guns, to surrender themselves, to leave the war, Father, in great multitudes and in great masses, Father, to stand up to their own generals, that it would be a ripple effect to continue to take place, a wave across the armies of Russia. That this war would be stopped in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for those who have taken a stand. May they continue to stand and voice for truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, there are many great needs of many in Ukraine at this time, for practical needs, Father, great humanitarian needs. We pray, Father, that you would, we thank you for those like Sam Rohr and the Pastors Network and Samaritan's Purse and many others who are taking steps to create bases and places, camps of meeting the humanitarian needs of that place. We thank you for countries like Moldova and others who are openly embracing the fleeing people from Ukraine to help them and to meet their needs during this time of mass exodus from Ukraine during the fighting. Father, we thank you that other nations would rise up and come to the aid of people, Lord, not just Ukraine, people, in the face of this tragedy, of this war. Father, we pray for continual conviction upon those nations to rise up and to do more, to do all they can do, Lord. Father, we are so thankful for our precious brothers and sisters that we know, Pastor Vitaly and his church, and our brother Alex Cherney, who is here, but his family, his wife, and his son are still over in Ukraine at this time. Father, we join our faith with theirs. We join our faith with theirs. Lord, we picture ourselves right now shoulder to shoulder with them as they are meeting for church and rejoicing and celebrating and worshiping you, Father, the God of all creation, the God who's given them victory, the God who's given them all that is needed, Father. We join with them in praise. We join with them in praise. We join with them in praise. We join with them in praise and acknowledging who you are, Lord. We celebrate the protection and the provision and all that is needed, Father, because you are the great I Am. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are the Jehovah Nissi. You are all that is needed, Father, in this time. May their resolve and their faith continue to be emboldened. May they continue to worship you. May you continue to cause angelic protection upon them amidst the bombings that are occurring even now in Kiev and in other places, other cities, Lord, even in Odessa, from above. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Lord, we enter into right now a time of worship as we acknowledge you on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. We see the enemy that is advancing right now. We see the resistance. We know the little that we know, but we know you see all things. You are able to intervene and do what needs to be done in this situation. And we come before you with arms of praise and worship for your hand to be strong. For your hand is not slack nor weak, but you are mighty. And you are mighty to save. In Jesus' name we praise you, Lord. Lord, the weapons of our warfare are mighty to the pulling strong of strongholds. We will be strong in the Lord and the power of your might, Lord. Strong in you and the power of your might, Father. Lord, as we remember when you brought Israel out from Egypt and brought them to the sea, and the armies of Egypt approached them, and they were trapped in their eyes. There was no hope. There was no way. And you made a way where there was an impossible way. In an impossible situation, you made a way, for you were the one who is able to make ways where there is no way. In the face of impossibilities, That is your specialty. You are able to make a way. You are able to delay the enemy. You are able to bring confusion to the camps as you did with Gideon. You are able to bring confusion to the enemy, and they would fight one another, and they would flee in every direction. Oh, we praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, right now for making a way. Making a way. Making a way. Making a way, Father, for them. Through this day, and this night, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And as long as it is needed, you make ways, Father. You make ways. You bring deliverance. You bring the strategies of what you are able to do. Lord, open up their eyes to see as they turn their hearts towards you, as they call upon your name, as they call upon your name, and they would see the mighty strength and arm of the Lord, workative and acting, workive and active on their behalf. Father, we thank you that you are strong and moving and working and active in our behalves each and every day. Each and every day. And right now, Father, that you are moving and working and active in that place, in those nations, in Russia and in Ukraine. Working and moving and active in those nations right now, Father. For your word is alive and powerful. It is active. It is strong. It is able to move. We thank you, Father, for the victory that we have in you. Victory of souls coming into the kingdom. Victory of seeing your power and might going forth to confirm your word that is preached and declared. Lord, that your people would be strong in the Lord, trusting in your might, able to make a way in any situation. That you are a faithful God. That you will strengthen them to stand firm against the enemy, and to be strong in faith. To be strong in their faith, Lord. To be strong in their faith, Father. For greater is he that is in them, Lord, than he that is in this world, flesh or spirit. Greater is he that is in them than he that is in this world. That they cling to their faith, that their faith would increase. Parted the waters for Israel to walk through, and on dry ground you make a way through them right now, Father, as you make a way in impossible situations, as you make a way through to part even the armies of the enemy, Father, that you make a safe way for them to proceed, that you are able to give them and speak to the leaders as you spoke to Moses, to give them the wise strategies, even if it looks unusual or ridiculous, as it was for Moses to stretch down a piece of wood over the water, and it parted, that their faith in you would rise and increase and obey and heed your words of counsel to them, Father, that they would see the impossible things be made possible, and where there is no way, that you make a way in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now against the movement in the shadows.
The rock of our salvation.
The movement in the shadows, Lord. Things that are going on behind the scenes. Things that China or other countries may be doing, believing this war with Russia and Ukraine is a distraction. And the eyes have been removed from them. May the eyes be returned to them. This movement in the shadows, Father, may it not go unnoticed. Things that have already started with what things China started to do. Flying over Taiwan. Things in North Korea. Things that other nations are seeking to do in the shadows. Lord, may it be exposed in the light. Expose it, Father. That these things will be seen and stopped and addressed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
Nothing is hidden from you, Father. The things that your Spirit is able to bring forth as we pray in the Spirit, Father, releasing you by our faith, Father, to move in these situations. Expose and stop that movement in the shadows, Lord. Father, I also see another war that is going on. I see a war that is going on in the hearts of many international leaders who have a decision to make, who everything in them is wanting to go and provide the support to Ukraine, and yet they would be fighting against the systems of this world. Lord, bring a resolve in their hearts to overcome that fear, to know that you are their God, that they will call upon you, Father, and do what is right. Do what you are prompting them at this time, that they would take that war, overcome that fear. Father, we believe for the international community, for your divine intervention, for them to step in and help. That's just the right thing to do. We know there are systems in this world that have their own agendas, but Father, they always discount you. They always discount and can't account for the active and moving of your Spirit in each and every situation. And we release our faith, Father, even now, for the people you have divinely positioned and appointed in those places to be able, whether they be presidents, whether they be generals, whoever they would be, Father, that they would be able to make a way to use their positions of influence and authority to do and bring to pass your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. That those strongholds in those high places, Father, over those people, over those councils, over those nations, Father, would be broken in the name of Jesus. That the right thing and the moving and the power, that things that your Spirit is moving right now would come to pass in those places. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Father. We praise you and thank you for your moving right now. For your moving right now, even in our own nation, Father. Those in leadership positions, Father, would move and take action. Would move and take action. Those in Europe and the surrounding bordering countries, Father, around Ukraine, Father, would take action. Would take action in the name of Jesus. Take action now. Oh, Father, we praise you. You are a God who makes ways. You are a God who makes waves. That your Spirit would move in a great and mighty wave across those places, Father. Overcome people with such conviction and motivation and resolve to do what needs to be done, to rise up and to take a stand for truth and for what is right. Victory comes in your name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Father, for your faithfulness. We praise you. You are a faithful, unchanging Father. Faithful, never changing. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your covenant promises for us remain the same today, and forever. In this country, on this side of the world, on that side of the world, location is not relevant. You are faithful. You are an ever-present help in times of need. Ever present help. Father, we pray right now for the church in Ukraine. We pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters, that amidst these circumstances, they would lift up their eyes and they would see the ripe harvest that is around them, that they would proclaim the truth of your word, that they would see souls come into the kingdom, they would see hearts turn towards you in a greater way than ever before, that they would see that harvest, Father. And they would not be blinded by the circumstances, Father, but they would see and seize that opportunity to bring in the harvest, Father, that you give them the words in due season, that you cause their faith to arise, to overshadow any fear that would try to come, that a harvest would arise in that nation. A nation amidst a war, a whole nation, Father, would turn to you, Lord. And great movings of God, great signs and wonders would follow to confirm your word, Lord.
That the name of Jesus is above every name. That they would stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, when they see the armies around them, when they see their own weakness, when they seem to feel like they may only be but grasshoppers in the eyes of the enemy, may they hold fast to your eyes, Lord. May they hold fast. May you open their eyes to seeing the armies of God around them. May they open their eyes to seeing who they are in Christ, to see the authority and the power that's been given to them in a new way than ever before. Oh, Father, we rejoice for this time of opportunity for the great harvest, great many souls to come in to your kingdom through salvation, Lord, through salvation. Father, we praise you for lives to be changed and transformed, and in Russia as well, as they're seeing the things, their eyes are open to the truth of what's been going on, that the lies they've been told are being exposed, and they see the persecution they are facing for simply taking a stand for what is true and for what is right. That they would call upon your name, and we would see a great revival again in the nation of Russia and in all those surrounding nations, Father. That a great revival would sweep across this time, though the enemy had a track and a plan and a path, that they did not account for your trend and your path and your path, Lord. That a great harvest would come, a great moving and wave of your Spirit would overcome across those nations, and that would come at a time when they least expected it, Father, but when you were ready. And we release our faith to that great harvest of souls in the name of Jesus. A great move and revival across nations, Father, across nations. A great revival of your Spirit to move, Father. We rejoice and celebrate and believe for that great moving of your Spirit now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha-ha. Father, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, there is nothing the enemy can do that you don't already know of. There is nothing the enemy can do that you haven't already made a way of escape. There is nothing the enemy that can do to stop us and to keep us from proclaiming the truth of your word. There is nothing the enemy can do to stop your Spirit from penetrating into the hearts of the people to bring revival, to bring salvation, and to bring lights amidst the darkness. Lord, that light would shine brightly in the name of Jesus in that place. Oh, Father, we look forward to hearing the testimonies that will come out of Ukraine, that will come out of Russia, that will come out of this war, the testimonies of the great moving of your Spirit. And we shall rejoice with them even now. We praise you, Father, and we thank you for them. And we look forward to continuing to hold fast our confession of faith this day and this week. Unto the end, we will persevere. We will not go about our business this week and forget about these things. We will go forth this week and remember and declare and confess and release our faith for your Spirit to continue to move in this situation. All for the glory of God. All for the glory of God. Just when the enemy thinks he's won, then comes the victory. Then comes the victory. Oh, we praise you, Father. Oh, Father, we praise you. Father, we are so blessed to have this time. We can gather together as believers openly and freely here in this nation. And we thank you for that privilege that is not known in every nation, Father. And we thank you that we are part of the body of Christ, and part of our body is over in Ukraine and over in Russia. There are parts of our body around this world, and we are part of the same body of Christ that they are. And when one suffers, we all suffer. But when one rejoices, we all rejoice. And we rejoice together with them, Father, for the revival you are bringing, the life, the nourishment, the strength that they need at this time to raise them up strong and mighty in the Lord, in the power of your might. Oh, Father, we praise you. Thank you for this time, this precious, precious time together.
Thank you, Father, for your Spirit ever working and moving in our lives. May we continue to be light bearers this week, where we go in our workplaces, in our cars, at the grocery store, wherever we are, Father. May we be carriers of light. Lord, we don't know how unsettling things like this war can have, even on the people around us here in this nation. Unsettling. War is very unsettling, but not to believers. You are our source. You are our hope that is unmovable, unchanging. May we be equipped and ready when we encounter others who are in fear, who are uncertainty, to give them a lifeline, to be an anchor of hope in their lives through the name of Jesus Christ. We believe for that, Father, here in our Jerusalem where you've called and placed us. Oh, Father, we praise you. We praise you, we praise you. Praise you, we praise you. Father, we pray right now for our pastor, Pastor Bill. Father, as he is at a time of recovery from a surgery he had on his foot earlier this week. Father, we praise you for the good report that has come forth of improvement, of things that the doctors gave a factual but evil report because they did not account for the working and power of God at moving in his body and in his legs and in his foot. And we thank you for that to continue to work and to move in his life completely, health and life and restoration to his body. Multiply his sleep and his rest now. Give he and Ms. Donna the wisdom and discernment to know what reports to believe, what not to believe, what to do, who not to trust, who to trust, and all these things. All that they would carry the peace and joy of the Lord into every conversation and every situation. Oh, we praise you and thank you for that, Father. May we be carriers of that continual revelation of who you are. May we walk in the greater fullness of your covenant in our lives. And all for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. I can't imagine what we would do without the Lord. What do? Trust in your own ability? Praise God. Let's continue to believe throughout this week for God to move. Pray as you feel led, as you're inspired, the unction of the Holy Ghost moving you, inspiring you to pray. Maybe you don't know what you're praying for. That's okay. He does. That's what praying in the Spirit is. He prays when you know not how to or what for. He does. Pray in the Spirit. Pray. Continue with great expectation. Amen.